So we took a little bit of a break from recording and uploading episodes of the podcast after the first 3 episodes. Going into the interviews, it is a little bit difficult to get the point across when it's coming from a different angle, and that angle isn't something that I was sure about whether it would be the most impactful and motivational, and even the most, like, I don't know, justified angle for those people that I was sharing their stories. I will still share their stories, but I did just want to share this one little snippet that I've been thinking about talking about for a wee while, and it's something that I always tell people, my close friends and family. I've always been the girl before the one, I think, because I feel like there are a specific type of people that fall under this, not category, because we're not a category and we're not going to define ourselves and put ourselves in that genre of person, because I don't think that exists. But for the person that feels like they're stuck as that person of the girl before the one, you know, you're the one that always gets disappointed, always falls for the same kind of guys, always hears the same excuses, has the same heartbreak, and every time you meet someone, for a split second you feel like it might be different this time, and then all of a sudden you dress for her tragedy, and then it always ends up happening. And that was my biggest thing when I was reading Brené Brown's book, is I actually sent her an email as well, because I was so frustrated with one of her chapters, which is about dress rehearsing tragedy, and she was talking about the man in the arena, which is one of my favorite quotes. But that one thing really irritated me was that we dress for his tragedy, and I sent her a very strongly worded email basically asking if she could explain how to not do that without it happening anyway, because I don't know, it just always seems to happen anyway. So I just wanted to say to the girl who always ends up being the girl before the one, it's not going to be forever. I know it hurts now. And you're probably thinking, you know, every person that I've met and things have gone right and I've screwed it up, I'm broken. Or every time you meet someone and they leave you high and dry and then go get a girlfriend, that you've done something wrong. And I just want to let you know, you haven't done anything wrong. Odds are they're not good enough for you. And I think it's really important for people to understand that, is that someone out there is perfectly crafted for you. And the more shitty experiences that you go through and have with people, you're helping them meet that person. And ultimately they're helping you, because you're learning from every single person that you experience in your life, whether you go through the same type of person 3 times just to learn that you need to avoid that type of person, that you're missing something that you've been giving them that you shouldn't be giving them. I've been reading a few books lately, and I don't really want to say which ones, because the one that I have been reading most of it, I have been very, very anti. But this one part she did talk about, and she talked about people don't want to invest in something that they've already got for free. So why would you, if you can stand in a bookshop and read the book, why would you pay for it if you can read it for free? So when you're giving someone, whether that's sexual or whether that is emotional support, or, you know, they're coming over and staying all the time and you cook them dinner and you watch movies and cuddle and you call each other and talk about our days and all that jazz and treat them like you're in a relationship, but they'll never lock you down. The reason most likely is because you are literally letting them read that book for free. They need to pay a subscription to be able to get to the next level. Don't let anyone ever read your book for free, because that book is for someone that wants to buy that book, read it 100 times over, highlight all the best bits, and keep it on their shelf. So should the girl that always comes before the one, that's not you. You are strong and you are fabulous, and someone does want to buy your book.